Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Children Come First. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski, and we're here today at the Robotics, the first FIRST for integration of research and science and technology. And we're here with the students, and we're going to be talking very shortly with some of the students who participate in this event so that you can understand firsthand what is happening here. This is an event that happens yearly. We're at the regional event in Philadelphia, where students have 6 weeks to, from the start to finish, to build a robot that functions on certain levels and does certain things. They must follow specific rules, and you'll be hearing about some of those rules very shortly. This is Shannon Charles, and she's going to be talking to us. She's from Hampton, Virginia, and her sponsor, all those teams must have sponsors, is the NASA Langley Research Center. Would you tell us a little bit about the rules and the game so people who are in our listening audience can know what's happening here today?
Well, in each competition, there are 4 teams on the playing field, and there are 2 alliances, so 2 teams will work together for 1 total points. And what happens is the game starts and we have 2 minutes to play, and we try and collect as many balls as we can. They're yellow and black balls. The yellow balls are worth 1 point and the black balls are worth 5 points.
What do you use to collect the balls?
You use your robot to collect the ball, and there are different ways of collecting them. Some people have grippers, some people have conveyor belts. Just depends on the team.
All right. Now, our listening audience doesn't know a thing about this robotics, so you had to build the robot yourself.
Yes. We had 6 weeks starting the second week of January to build a robot, and we start from scratch. We find out the rules on a Saturday, and then we just work until the final day, and then the robots are shipped off into a storage place, and then once we come to our first competition, the robot's there.
Now, the parts, you don't assemble, you don't have the parts, you don't have to get that together yourself. The parts come to you and everyone has the same parts, is that correct?
Everyone is given 2 boxes full of parts and motors and chains that we can use, but then we're also allowed to buy or manufacture other parts of our own.
Now, in the game itself, you were talking about alliances, so there are total here today, there are 41 different teams from around the East Coast, and from New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Florida, and they then put you 2 together at a time, and those 41 teams constantly go together in alliances over and over again to accumulate points. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then so. Tell us, so you have to put balls in a basket. Tell us a little bit how the points are accumulated, because our listening audience would like to know how the points are accumulated.
Okay, well, the raw score is based upon how many balls we have in a trough, which is about 6 feet up in the air. And then you can also get more points by going on to this slanted ramp, and that's 5 points extra. And then you can pull your robot off of the ground using a pole between the 2 goals for 10 points. And then the trick to this whole game is in the qualifying rounds, the winning team gets 3 times the losing team's points.
So it behooves you to help the losing team to get more points if you get 3 times. I noticed that there were teams who were putting balls in somebody else's trough, in somebody else's basket, and the question was, why would you be helping out your teammate?
We'd be helping him out so we get more points ourselves.
So there's a lot of underlying things here besides for putting a robot together and putting it together. There are many other kinds of things that you're learning, competition, helping each other out, teamwork. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're also learning how to collaborate for an overall effort.
Now, why did you want to take part in this?
Last year, I saw what the team was doing, and I really wanted to learn more about engineering, and I wanted to come to the competitions. I just thought it was a really wonderful program to be in.
Well, it's nice to see that there are a lot of females here participating, that technology and the sciences are not just limited to males. So it's nice to have you here as a female representative for us. Is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners in terms of participating, or for the listening audience who might like to participate in this?
Well, I know that here in Philadelphia, there are several high schools that have robotics teams. I don't know how they select their members. Oh.
This is an upstate.
Oh, sorry. And then also for viewers, I know that NASA TV broadcasts some of them, and then also on the web, it's being streamed onto the internet.
Is that www.nasa.com?
.gov.
Okay, www.nasa.gov.
/video.
And you can listen to that on the radio station then.
Oh, good.
USFirst.org.
Now, you are who?
I'm Rick Mangum.
And Rick, what are you in this? Obviously, the students have to... Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention also that the students have to manipulate the robots behind a screen. Is that correct?
Right. And I'm a mentor. By trade, I'm an auto mechanic. So a lot of the parts you see on the robot are van door motors that automate the van doors on the minivans that you have, or your power windows in your cars, or moving your seat back and forth.
Tell us a little bit about how these things are constructed.
Well, like she said, we only have 6 weeks to do the whole project, and we have 6 NASA engineers, and we work with the students, and we do a lot of prototyping, and we work with a NASA machinist, and we come up with concepts and ideas, and he'll do gearing and making intricate parts to make everything work.
Well, since you only get the information and you only have 6 weeks to put it together, how can you possibly prepare for something like this?
You really can't. This is our 4th year, and you know, every year you learn more and more. Like, our drive system stays the same, but you know, 1 year we had conveying that we did with larger balls, so you can kind of incorporate that into this.
You mean a conveyor belt?
Conveyor belt, yes. And it's not anything like the one we had before, but we knew what motor to use and what drives the roller and that type of things. And the students just had to come up with the design, whether if it was wide or how long it was, or even just a simple thing of keeping the belt in the center of the roller, which took several days to figure that out. But it's, you know, everybody has to work together, and not one person could do that. And these kids, and speaking of girls, we have 5 or 6 on our team this year, and they really have taken control of our team, and you know, they just come in there every day and work very hard. And
so you're basically there as an advisor and a guide to helping them put things together, but they do all the work themselves.
Yeah, we try to let them do as much as they can. We'll say, well, we need a bracket that's 6x5, and drill the holes here and here and here, and polish the parts. All kinds of stuff like that. But it's just we used extrusions this year, and
you want to tell people what extrusions are?
It's kind of working with erector set. They're square, and there's pieces that slide down, and you can position different brackets in many different places, and you know, 90 degrees, 45s, whatever you want, 90 degree angles, or whatever you want. It's just like working with a big erector set.
Well, for the people who can't visualize what's happening here, there are thousands of people, literally thousands of people, participating in this event and watching everything that's going on.
I didn't understand your question.
There are thousands of people who are watching this and observing this, and for our listening audience, what's that like?
Well, I mean, it's really something to see, you know. It's like a major sporting event for robots, and You pick a robot you like. A lot of these people will come out here, and they'll say, oh, I like that guy or this guy. And, you know, there, of course, there's a few robots that outmaneuver and outdo the other ones, so then everybody's kind of booing them. But you know,
I particularly like the one today who just stayed on the rail and was taking the balls out of everybody else's trough. That was an interesting concept.
That was interesting. There's also a team that can suck balls out of one side and deliver them on the other side while they're on the bar. We have yet to see them, but we've heard a lot of...
Oh, I did see that one. I did see that one. Yeah, that's the one I saw. It was unbelievable, unbelievable. I have another student here, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Natalie Jerome, and I'm a junior at Carver High School of Engineering and Science.
Now, why did you decide to participate in this today?
Participate in a robotics team altogether? Basically to learn more, to see if I was interested in engineering, because that's been a field that was in one of my choices to, I guess, to investigate, actually.
Now, what kinds of things have you been doing here?
Today, or in the whole team? Today, I was working with the robot. After it competes, it comes back to the pit area. And I was working with that to try to fix the arm or anything else that was wrong with our robot. And I've also been rooting for the team.
Now, this takes 6 weeks to build. What part of the process were you in that building process?
I was in an R&D team, which is research and development. So I basically helped plan what the robot was going to look like and actually design it and put it together.
So everyone doesn't build the robot and everyone doesn't manipulate the robot. There are certain people who have certain functions. What are the different kinds of functions that you do?
There's the research and development, fundraising, logistics, strategy, and animation.
All right. Want to explain what some of those are? Want to explain what some of those are? Tell us who you are first.
Oh, my name is Warren Longmire, and I'm the head of the animation team. And basically what we have to do is we have to take the design of the robot and recreate it in three-dimensional space and on a computer software that was given to us by Autodesk. And we take that design of the robot, model it, and make it work as it were actual work in real life, and make a 30-second computer animation of it. You know, with a soundtrack behind it, we have to storyboard it. It's a really technical kind of stuff. Yeah?
So you need someone on your team then who knows about computers as well as engineering and graphics. And what other kinds of skills do you need?
Oh, wow. We've worked a lot with sound, with just, you know, actual like technical blueprinting and everything, because we have to take it from CAD files, which are more... A CAD file is like a AutoCAD. It's actual engineering type of modeling program, and then you take it into this totally artistic program, which is 3D Studio Max. And you have to have somebody that kind of bridges the gap. And we have to know how the robot works just as much as the R&D people have to know how it works, because all of the different components of it we have to recreate on this program. So everything's interconnected, and you know, it's really still a really strong team, even though there's different departments to it.
You know, looking at it when you're out there looking at it in the audience, you don't realize all the things that are involved in the process of this. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. How many people do you have on your team?
Ooh.
I'd say about, 30 students.
Yeah.
So you have 30 students, and what do you do? Do you meet every day? Do you meet at nights, after school, on weekends? What do you do?
Each segment meets at a different time, and we usually have group meetings about, I don't know, once
like
a month.
Twice, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, towards the end, it was almost like every week.
So when you get, do you prepare for this before you get the directions and the kit?
Yeah, we would have to. There's a lot of planning work that goes into it before you get into the actual technical stuff.
How can you plan for something you don't know what the game is or what the game plan is?
Well, actually, that was a big part of our robot in particular. We tried to think of what every other person, what the average robot here would be, and then try to make something totally different from that.
And what was yours like?
Our robot? Well, our strategy was to hook onto the bar and take balls from the opponent's goal and put them in ours.
Now, we just got through talking about you with another group that I interviewed. That was an incredible strategy. Did it work for you?
Sometimes it does, but when the arm is not working, then we just hook onto the bar.
But you did then get points for hanging on the bar. You get points for hanging.
It's automatic 10 points right there.
So just for hanging on the bar, you got 10 points.
And also by being on the bar right in the middle, that blocks anyone else from coming through that intersection. And so that's another strategic advantage that we have.
So you blocked anybody else from getting 10 points by sitting yourself in the middle of the bar. Unfortunately, we don't have people who can see what we have been seeing. I mean, people are in our listening audience, so I'm hoping that they get some kind of a visual with all this. It's in a very small space. How big is the space that the robotic contest actually is in?
So playing field area? Ooh, it's not that big, really.
It's not as big as a basketball court, is it?
No, nowhere as big. I'd say, like about a third of the size, maybe a little bit less.
And how big are the robots?
Robots are about, two?
They vary in size, but they have to be less than 130 pounds.
But the size of them can be... So you've got four of these robots moving around this small space in order to try and get a ball from one end of the playing field into the middle of the playing field. And then you have them trying to hang on this bar in the middle somewhere towards the end. And there's only one bar, and it's a very narrow field. Obviously, four robots can't fit on this bar.
Yeah, that's right. And the twist to it also is that when you win, you get three times your opponent's score. So there's a lot of strategy that goes into it. You might win by 50 points and they have zero, but then you end up getting three times their score. So you end up with 0 points. So at the same time, while there's a lot of contact and trying to get where you need to be, you kind of have to plan out, well, do I actually want to put some points in mine, or do I want to try to get them up so I'll get a bigger score at the end?
So you help your opponents to put balls in their basket if they don't have any in their basket, correct?
That's right.
Now, how many points do you get for each? What is the total amount of points? What points do you get for what?
Okay, there's two different color balls. One is yellow. You get 1 point for the yellow balls and 5 points for the black balls. And to be on a ramp at the end of the round, that's 5 points. And to be hanging, that's 10 points.
So you can accumulate then how many total points?
It's really unlimited. There's a limited number of black balls. There's severely less black balls than there are. On the field itself, there's only four. And then you have a whole lot of yellow balls. So it can really vary.
And the different shapes of each one, some of them had baskets on the top, some of them had a pulley system with a funnel, some of them had an arm that just reached out and picked up balls. And the irony is that some of them fell over and couldn't function at all.
Yeah, and what really surprised me is everybody gets the same box of parts at the beginning. And so from this one box of parts that everybody gets, you end up with like hundreds of totally different robots.
Well, this is very, very intriguing. What do you expect to do with this information that you've received from what you've been doing here at Robotics?
Well, actually, I'm thinking a lot about it to realize whether I'm actually interested in engineering or not. So it's basically a learning process and exposure.
And you?
Well, it's totally opened my eyes to the whole graphical media field. I didn't even know about it until I got into this last year. And so now I'm thinking about either minoring or maybe even double majoring with that in my side pocket.
And what year are you in?
Originally, I was just going to be a regular computer science or computer engineering major.
What year are you in school?
Oh, I'm a senior now.
I'm a junior.
So we have a senior and a junior here who may have a direction in life because of robotics. I want to thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. Thank you so much. We have another group here with us today, and they're going to tell you who they are and where they're from.
My name is Bob Hesley. I'm from Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Courtney Bergen. I'm also from Lansdale, Catholic.
Hi, I'm Ryan Weiss. I'm from Hatfield, Pennsylvania, baby.
From Megan Garrigus, and I'm from Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're from a very different areas. You're all not from the same school then?
Yes.
You're all from the same school? Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about how many people are on your team here?
We have 82 currently. We started with a little more, but things got shaky. But 82 have so far stuck through it.
So how can you possibly work with 82 people?
It's tough. It's like everyone's assigned different jobs, and they just got to do what they have to do. I mean, it's like everyone takes different jobs and does what they're instructed to do.
What different areas does each person have on your team?
We have the base, which builds the bottom of the robot. We have the tower, the box, and there's a couple other small jobs. And we also have a separate section that's marketing, and they're in charge of our T-shirts, public relations, all that stuff.
Do you have a planning group or a strategy group?
Well, when we first meet in November, we separate into groups and everything, and then we all think up ideas, and then we try to put them together. Like, there's like three separate groups. We all think up separate ideas for our objective that we have to do, like getting the balls in the trough. We all think of ideas, and then we try to put them together, changing one ever so slightly to meet the other one.
How do you get 82 different opinions to coalesce into one?
Very patiently. we just work with what's most feasible, because we have our certain parts that we start out with. We block it down into that. We block it down to, from there, what we want to do, and from that, just what we think is most effective.
Now, you only have 6 weeks to build this, so how long does it take to strategize and to get the plan working before you start building?
We try to get the plan down as quick as possible. We figure we look at all the plans, and we get the hardest ones in about, 2 weeks? We take about 2 weeks, and then we put us all in like a room, basically, and then we all like think out what we're going to do, and we start to build it.
Now, does everybody have a different expertise? I mean, is there a person who does computers? Is there a person who does planning?
Yeah, we have a bunch of people to help us. And we have, like, different engineers that do different stuff. But basically, the kids who come into this don't need any experience whatsoever. We learn as soon as we walk in the door. You learn what it is, what you're doing, how to do it, and goes from there.
So you don't have to be an expert at anything to participate in it?
No, you don't really have to be an expert, because you learn from, there's people that have been in here from the beginning, since last year, and they all teach you what to do and not to do, and you just start thinking. And
now, listen, tell me the kinds of things that you have personally learned from this experience, and tell me how many years you've been doing this.
This is my second year. I'm a sophomore, and I have learned a phenomenal amount. I mean, I've learned teamwork, I've learned trust, I've learned patience. I've also learned engineering skills that I'm going to be using in real life. I've learned computer skills, just how to get along with different people, voice your opinions, and learn how to accept others back, and just work as a basic team. Our team is a family, and we get along great.
How about you?
This is my second year. I'm a sophomore also, and it is a lot about teamwork, and you also have to learn to... You may think you have a great idea, but you might have to sacrifice that idea if you think, like, you have to, like, give in to yourself. To say, if someone has a better idea, you have to go with it. You can't think yours is the best. You have to sacrifice.
And how about you?
I've learned everything. This is only my first year, and I'm a sophomore, but I've learned so much stuff. It's unbelievable how much you experience with the people, with building things, with computers. It's just, like, unbelievable.
Do you feel like you've learned some life skills experiences?
I have learned some life skills experience, especially thinking things out, strategizing how to do everything. You know, you can't all think of something at once. You got to think of it step by step, and is this going to work when I think of this, and is this going to work with this, and it all helps out in the end when you realize you can open up your brain and you can think more.
What year are you in school?
Oh, I'm a sophomore.
So you're all basically sophomores here. And the rest of the group is not sophomores, though, no.
Freshman to senior, I mean, it's everyone. And you think, you know, the seniors would try to be overbearing on the freshmen. It's not. It's the seniors will help out the freshmen. The freshmen can offer their ideas. It's not, there's no ranks in robotics. It is, like I said, we're just a family.
So who sponsors you?
We're sponsored by a number of people. I think one of our main sponsors is Visteon, does it this year. And what's the other one, Color? And NASA and...
So you're sponsored by NASA at Langley as well.
Yes.
And do your sponsors, what do your sponsors provide for you?
They gave us a little bit of money, a lot of money, I should say. Visteon.
I have to let people know that it costs $5,000. The entry fee is $5,000, and that's why you do have sponsors. So what else did your sponsors provide?
Besides giving us money, lots of money, which we thank them greatly for, shop time, we get... We have three engineers from Visteon, and they help us. We can give our ideas to the company, and they'll build us a part that we need or whatever that we can't build at the school. So they help us out a lot.
Now, I'm not holding you all up. You don't have any more competitions for the rest of the day. Okay, good. Now, what I want to ask you is, there are almost 80 people surrounding us here as we talk. And it's a little difficult sometimes. I'm hoping that this microphone fogs out a lot of the noise that's in the background here. But is there anything you'd like to tell the students and the parents who are listening and our listening audience in terms of, now there's only 41 teams here and only, let's see, eight of them are from Philadelphia, and I counted, I think about half of them are from Pennsylvania. What would you like to tell parents and students and teachers and anybody else who might be listening, especially corporate sponsors like businesses, about getting involved?
To the businesses, we appreciate any help you give. Anything is worth it. To the parents, don't worry. This is the best thing. I mean, it's safe, it's fun, it's educational. And to the kids, I came in this, I wasn't too optimistic, thinking it was just engineering and building stuff. And I'm not the best person with my hands, but I mean, this is my second year. Like I said, it is so much fun. I have never done anything that even compares to this. You know the people, you're friends with these people, you meet everyone else from like different states and countries. We met Brazil last week. This is just the best thing I have ever done, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
Do you want to say something? No. Oh, I thought you had something to say. Now, where this is the regional, and then what happens after the regional?
After the regional, I don't know. What happens then?
Then you go to other regionals, and then in April you go to?
The Nationals in Florida.
The Nationals in Florida. Okay, so so you accumulate points. How many times have you been out there on the floor?
What, about five today? Five, six today?
Okay, so in total, you will be on the floor about 8 to 10 times. You will be competing. This is not like you go out there, get points, and that's it. And you also you have a different partner every time you compete, is that correct? Okay. So now, what would you like to leave with our listening audience? Anybody have a comment that they'd like to leave with our listening audience?
Join. Just join. If you're a business, we accept donations. And if you're a parent, let your kids do this. If you're the kids, please join. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't have anything to lose. It is just, it is fun. You have to do this.
I heard you say that they will be giving awards today, but it's over tomorrow. What kinds of awards are going to be given today?
Each time they have a major competition like this, they do give some awards on Friday to teams for different aspects of what they've accomplished and what they've done with their product.
First of all, who are you?
Oh, my name's Denise Garrigus. I'm a parent with the Lansdale Catholic High School team. I work with the marketing group, the children and the marketing aspect, so I'm not the engineer by any means with this either, but I do help them gear for the marketing aspect, which is incredible.
Are they going to get awards for tonight?
Let me think. Oh boy, I'm trying to remember what some of them are. I have to apologize that I can't remember actually the titles. They'll stand there and they'll read this whole nice little paragraph about a group, that this is what they've done and this is what they've accomplished. Because even the awards tomorrow is geared for who came in first place and who has spirit and who was able to accomplish this aspect of the whole major product. But tonight they kind of look at other things to kind of boost the kids up and say, you know, we're acknowledging the fact that everyone has really put out such an awesome effort to accomplish this. And they really try to make sure that people walk away with more than just the experience. And of course, just the experience is the prize in itself, because they've worked for weeks, 8 weeks. They're all on the exact same timeline. And when that 8 weeks is up, there's no extra time, because they have to send their product out.
So. Whether it's finished or not.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody starts on the exact day in the country, and everybody ends on the exact day. And that's it. They're the rules. So it gets crated up, and it gets shipped out to one local point for inspection and things like that. And you don't see it again until you go to your first competition. And when you come, it's uncrated and given to you then. So yesterday, when they uncrated, they were able to then find anything that they needed to kind of connect with and make sure that everything was just copacetic and ready to roll for today. You know, so yesterday was a work and trial time.
So they put it out there on the floor to see if the things worked that they had put together and make sure that there were any problems in shipping and all that?
That's correct. What they did yesterday, it's their work time and it's their practice time. They go out and they just practice with it individually. They go out one team at a time. They all take their turns to get a couple rounds in and everything. And there's a certain amount of time, too, for the day. They shut down the pit. They shut down the competition. Everybody goes home, either back to the apartment or hotels or home, wherever they're from, and wait until the next morning. Then they come in, doors open. So it's very precise as to allotted time for everyone is fair.
You're listening to Children Come First. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski. We're here at the first competition in robotics in Philadelphia at Drexel University. You can call us toll-free at 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PROKIDS. Or you can email us at prokids@rlc.net. That's prokids@rlc.net. And we're going to take a little break to have our sponsors talk about what they do best. And we will be back for our second half hour. We'll be interviewing students, more students from Pennsylvania who are here at the Robotics. And it's called FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, which stands for
All right, let me get this right.
Fundamental
Research. Fundamental, let's see, we have to find somebody who has it on the back of their shirt. Fundamental Inspiration.
Inspiration. For Inspiration Research in Scientific Technology.
Okay, here we go. Thank you so much. Thank you for your help. So it's FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, and they also have a website. It's www.usafirst.org. www.usafirst.org. And we'll be back for our second half hour. Please join us.
Jen Natko.
All right, so we've got Tunkhannock School District here, which is not far away from our listening audience. And can you tell us a little bit about why you joined the team?
As an educational experience and to have fun. I mean, we have lots of fun and learn quite a bit along the way.
And you?
My personal interest in the team, I'm hoping to be an engineer. I also enjoy physics and calculus-based courses. Hopefully get a little more experience in fields for mechanical engineering in the future.
And how many people are on your team?
Well, here we have about 20, but behind the scenes we have more than that. We have probably 40 altogether working on the team.
And is that all students?
A combination of students, engineers, any volunteers, teachers, anybody who wants to help in any.
And what areas do you need help with? I mean, what do the different people do?
We have people from the art department who design our buttons and logos. We have people from the newspaper who write about us. The reason I joined the team was to cover robotics better for my high school newspaper. So there's a bunch of different groups coming together just for us.
And Procter & Gamble is the sponsor of this team, is that correct?
Procter & Gamble, along with Ronco Machine from the Lake Winola area, is the sponsors of this team. We view it as a way to help students improve their technology education, and technology is very important to our business. Our products are all innovative products, leaders in their field. So we need technological advances to keep improving and keep our products number one in the market. So educating our students is one way of looking out for our future business interests, as well as outreaching to the community.
Now, you all look like you're maybe sophomores, juniors, is that right? Have I got it?
This will be my senior year with Tunkhannock, also my second year on the team.
Okay. So how many years has this team been part of it?
This team's been competing together 3 years. Our first year we were in a combination team with a group called CTC from the Scranton area. And the last 2 years we've been competing on our own as Tunkhannock Area High School.
Now where was that Scranton area?
That was Lackawanna County. We did the competition here at Drexel with them 3 years ago. And this again, we're individual this year as Tunkhannock.
Okay. Now, we've heard from other people about the rules, and so we pretty much have an idea. But our poor listening audience cannot visualize what goes on that floor out there. Can somebody articulate here for people who don't have eyes to see what happens on that floor? Anybody want to take the challenge?
Mass organized chaos.
All right, that sounds like it. And how about a visual?
Well, robots going everywhere, balls scattering, rolling around on the floor, robots putting balls in troughs, banging on the ramp, just pretty much chaos, like Dave said.
Now, I heard that on the last day it gets very different than it was today. This is 3 days, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're here today. What day is today? Friday. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Saturday's the finals, and I hear it gets pretty rough out there on the last day. Anybody here was here last year? Who's here last?
The last day of the competition is traditionally a no-holds-barred part of it. all the top teams compete, and everybody's pretty ruthless for that top seed. It's a lot of competition, but it's still a lot of fun.
What does that mean, ruthless? I mean, do you all get on the floor and jump on each other?
Well, no, but some of the friends you had before are now your enemies. Everybody's a little cutthroat, but it's all in good spirits.
Now, do you actually bang your computers into... Now, you're not allowed on the floor. You're behind a glass enclosure on the edge outskirts of the project. So what happens to... I mean, what happens to the robots on the inside?
All the competition is free, like you said, of human interaction. Traditionally, robots that are the strongest built, best framed, structurally sound are the ones that survive.
Do you actually bang into each other purposefully?
Purposefully, sometimes, but I'm not allowed to say that.
Now, are the rules tomorrow the same as they were today?
They're just the same, except it's a little more intense.
All right. And it's how many people would you say that are participating? How many people would you say are in the audience here?
There are 41 teams competing in this event, and if each one brings with it an average of 35 people, you can do the math. There's quite a few people here.
And, you know, you all get into it so well. You kind of describe, can somebody describe for the audience how people are dressed here?
It's intense. It's insane. Depending on your team uniform and your color, you have a certain team here. They have green aliens all over their shirts, and they have green aliens on sticks, and they're just waving them around. And we happen to have banners that are orange and black, and it just depends on what your team color is. You can bring anything you want that's flashy, as long as you get attention. That's the goal.
Well, I've seen iridescent colors and oranges and greens and yellows and...
Same atmosphere as at the March Madness and NCAA AA basketball right now. We get all that, the hype and the fever of it. And the kids are yelling, banging sticks and waving things, and really is an exciting time for everybody involved.
Well, this is definitely equatable to some tournament basketball game I've seen, NCAA finals and things like that, with the amount of we're actually outside, and I'm sure you could probably still hear what's happening inside. That's how loud everybody seems to be. What would you like to, as a sponsor, what would you like to, how can you tell other sponsors about this and why they need to become involved?
We, the first competition is a very good way to get students in your local areas involved in deeper into technology and science, and at least lets them be able to see, is this type of work, designing things, building things, is this something that I as a student would like to do in the future? And it really helps let students get a taste sooner than they normally would into engineering, robotics, electronics, things that businesses today, almost every business needs, whether it's CAD/CAM, machining, design, manufacturing, satellite technology, communications. Almost any field today, any business, you would love to have any of these students working for you in the future. And supporting a first team is a way to jumpstart that process and get students interested. For more information, FIRST has a website, www.usfirst.org.
We've kind of said that a few times, but that's okay. Keep reminding people about it. Does anybody have, I heard that you are all they're calling you to come somewhere or other. Did you have something to say?
We have another sponsor from Ronco Machine. Maybe he'd like to field that same question.
All right. This is. Would you give us your name and where you're from?
My name is Stephen Betts, and I'm from Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania, and I work for Ronco Machine, one of the sponsors for the Tigertrons team.
And my question to the sponsors is, what can you tell other people about sponsoring events like this in the future?
It's very worthwhile. I mean, for people who do this in industry and for a career, which is what I do, I find that it's very fun and enjoyable. Helping not only to teach the students some engineering practices and get them familiarized with what the practices are in industry after school, but also it's just a sense of accomplishment that you give not only for yourself but also for the students as well. Seeing a physical robot built after 6 weeks, that you see how well it does. So it's actually just not only a personal but professional accomplishment as well.
Do you have any particular skills that you need for this project?
Open-mindedness to do anything that's asked of you, and not afraid to try anything, and it's all, none of it's hard-pressed. It's fun.
So you don't need any particular technology skills?
Most team members are pretty much well-diversified in every area. Speaking skills are really good, communication skills, along with the manual labor that actually goes into the robot. Communication is a big part of it.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you need communication skills? You're working with a robot.
Well, believe it or not, when that robot goes into the ring, there are five people controlling every action behind it, from the people loading the balls to the people keeping track of where it's turning, what other robots are doing. It's a really complex situation going on.
Oh, this is the part I don't even know about. What do you mean? It takes five people behind that screen to work the robot inside the arena?
Just taking our team, for example, we have one person controlling the wheels of the robot, actually where it's traveling. We have another person controlling its lift system as where it's moving objects. We have a third person watching other teams, keeping an eye on their movements and how we should block them. We also have another person collecting balls, helping to load balls into the ring. And then a fifth person that's there just for the fun of it to make sure everybody's doing their job right.
So I never realized you needed communication as a part of this. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. So communication with regard to not just being out there on the field at game time, but also in terms of working with each other and coalescing with ideas.
Another aspect of communication, our students go out into the local community and the students speak for the team trying to raise funds. They do a bake sale at Walmart in the holiday season. They go out to local businesses trying to get sponsorships. We have in-kind donations of parts and tools. We have food donations for some of our meetings, our kickoff meeting in January when we learn first what this event is all about, because it changes every year. We have in-kind donations of food for that event. We usually have a guest speaker, someone to inspire and rally the troops to kick off the 6 weeks of intense design and construction and fabrication, testing of the robot. So lots of communications involved. The students really have to learn to work both amongst themselves and with engineers, instructors, to be able to pull off this team effort.
We have been talking with Tunkhannock School District, and I hear them calling us now into giving some kinds of awards. So we'll be talking with another group very shortly. This Tunkhannock group has just informed me that they have a competition, a Pennsylvania Robot Challenge, at Tunkhannock High School on in the May 13th. So anyone who is listening in our audience might think about calling them and participating in this project. Who can they call to find out about it?
Our head of our team project is Fred Harding, who is a teacher at the Tunkhannock Area School District, 836-8228, area code 570. We're planning on having approximately 20 teams, some of which are competing in this regional competition, up at the high school for that Saturday for an all-day competition following the same rules, using the same playing field that we do in the real competition. It's just one more way for the teams to interact and show their stuff one more time. It's also a good opportunity for the teams to put in some of their younger drivers, because it's a little more lighter than the actual official competition, so they feel free to practice, throw in new drivers for next year, and just have a blast.
Thank you so much. And again, that phone number is 570-836-8228 for Tunkhannock School District, 570-836-8228. If you like to participate in a local Pennsylvania robotics, you can call them for information about that. And it's called the Pennsylvania Robot Challenge. So it's at Tunkhannock High School. So this is another competition for robotics that you and your school might be interested in. We have another group now that's local to our listening audience, and these guys are from where?
Scranton.
And what school district are you with?
Lackawanna Trail.
So is everyone here from Lackawanna Trail in your group?
No, we have several different schools involved.
All right, who's from another school here?
Me. Elk Lake.
CTC.
CTC.
Oh, what's CTC? I don't know what that is.
Career Technology Center, Lackawanna County.
Okay, so everybody's here from a different place. All right. Why are you, now, how many people are in your, tell us who your name is when you get the microphone, okay? How many people are in your group?
I'm Alex Rosewhite, and there's about, 29?
29 people, is that adults and students?
Yes.
All right, and who are your sponsors here?
I'm Ben Stubel. We have Lockheed Martin and NASA as our big sponsors.
Is there a Nassau in Scranton?
No.
Oh, so Nassau sponsors several teams other than the ones that are out in Florida. All right, so you have, here are the company.
Lockheed Martin, Tactical Defense Systems, NEIU 19, Northeastern Tech Prep, NTIEC, Northern Tier Tech Prep, KLW, First Robotics Competition.
All right, so these are, and so you have Lackawanna Trail High School and Career Technology Centers of Lackawanna and Susquehanna Counties and Elk Lake School District are all participating, and you are all called the crew. All right, and you're from what? You're one of the sponsors. Where are you from?
No, I'm not a sponsor. I'm one of the engineers. I'm a retired engineer from Lockheed Martin.
Your name?
Tony Cardell. I'm from Blakely.
And Tony, why are you doing this?
That's something to do. It takes me through the winter, and while I'm not playing golf, it keeps me busy.
You're serious?
Certainly. It keeps me busy.
All right, and are you sponsors?
No, I'm one of the instructors. My name's Tom Zacker from the CTC.
And you?
Hi, I'm Pete Regal from Susquehanna County CTC, and I'm one of the instructors helping out with the students of the project.
All right. Now, as instructors, do you need engineering degrees, or do you need what do you need to do to be able to do this?
Well, they have teaching certificates, and they teach usually the vocational subjects. I'm an engineer.
Okay. So now, fellas, why did you want to participate in this? Anybody?
I'm Ben Stubel, and it seemed like something fun.
All right. Anybody else have a reason for doing this?
Seems like people who like to work on things and express their ideas, this is one of the best ways to do it.
What kind of skills do you need for this kind of project?
Dedication. You need to know how to make machine parts and stuff, how to design them, draw them up on the computer.
Do you all have to work together? And how did you all decide to do this? How did you all get together? Anybody? Oh, golly. Anybody?
Pretty much just a whole bunch of people getting together, team meetings, big cooperation between everybody, and come up with a good design and build it.
What year is this for you, this group and the project? What year?
This is our fourth year in the project, and it varies every year as far as the contest and different group of students most of the time. Some of them will overlap. We started this year with sophomores, which is new, before it was juniors and seniors, so we'll have some of them in for 3 years.
All right, and what kind of technical skills does the sponsor need, or the people, the adults who are helping out here?
There's various backgrounds. Myself, I'm a plumbing instructor, which also does residential wiring. Our other instructor we have is a computer repair teacher. We have some electronics, varying backgrounds, basically.
And how many adults are in this project?
Oh, probably 6, 7.
And the rest are all students?
Yes, definitely.
Is there anything else? Is there anything you'd like to tell our listening audience about the kinds of things that happen with participating in this kind of event? Anybody?
It's a lot of fun. Everybody cheers everybody on. It's a good team thing, and you know, it'll help us in our education. You know,
how does it help you in your education?
We learn the skills here, and we can do it further in the job force as engineers, mechanical, electrical, working for factories, anything. You know.
So this experience takes you beyond the classroom to many different things. Did you have to meet, you only had 6 to 8 weeks to put this together. So what did you do? I mean, did you meet at nights, or did you meet in groups, or did you meet all together? How did you do that?
Well, we met mainly every Saturday, and we just worked from early in the morning until mid-afternoon, and sometimes we met on Sundays. And we met whenever we had a chance to meet so we can get this finished.
In terms of putting it together, whose house did you use, or did you use a school, or what did you do?
We started at Lackawanna Trail, but then we moved to the CTC because they have better equipment for building this stuff.
And so you all met it there, and you need to have cars to transport you, especially some of you sophomores?
Well, that was my shop that I'm going for now, so I went to that shop, and instead of doing like schoolwork that I do all year, my teacher lets us work on the robot, and then we get graded for it.
Oh, so you got credit for this as part of your... you're all nodding your head, so you got credit for this?
Well, I don't know about the rest of the team, but I know I did because it was in the room that I'm in every day of the year.
So some people can get credit for this as part of participation. I see teachers nodding their head.
Yeah, for example, my students do the website. So they get credit for doing the website as we're working on this project.
What do you mean your students do the website? What website?
We have our robotics website at first.ctc.tec.pa.us. You can come and visit us. first.ctc.tec.pa.us.
So you have developed a website with regard to robotics. Is that what I'm understanding?
We have a listing of all our sponsors on there. We'll have team information. You know, a lot of times if the members aren't meeting during the week, we may post some information, the pertinent rule updates. They can just log on to our website and check out everything about our project.
Now, once this is over tomorrow, what happens to you all? I mean, do you disperse and, you know, next year?
Pardon? Our next competition is a national competition at Epcot in Disney on April the 5th. So we'll all be down there for 5 days of competition where we'll have approximately 200 teams. Today there were 41. Down there there's over 200 from all over the country.
So who pays for all this traveling?
The sponsors, and they raise money. The kids raise money, and then you get some money from the different sponsors in the school districts.
And so you all have to raise money to stay in hotels and to do the traveling and all that kind of thing. Radio doesn't see your head.
Yeah, that's very important. Anything we can get from anybody, we get a name on a robot, and, you know, sponsoring is a big thing. Because whatever, like, if we are short funds, we just put it in from our pockets and, you know, we go from there. But we did pretty good this year with that, so.
So now you get to go to Florida, and you get to take school off again. Today you had to do school off Thursday and Friday, so you get to take off again, and you're also getting credit for it. It sounds like an awful lot of fun. Learning should be like this all the time. What do you think, teachers who are in school?
Yeah, this is great for a lot of the kids because a lot of them aren't into sports, but this is their sports. It's sports for the mind, so they get to really think about what they're doing.
Well,
we were at Richmond last weekend. This is the second competition, and Disney will be the third.
So does everybody get to go to all the competitions?
Well, we had about 11 people go to Richmond because it was quite a distance and a little bit of a cost. So we have a lot more, and then more of them coming down tomorrow for the final day, a lot of spectators.
So it's not like an elimination tournament. If you get eliminated in Richmond, if you get eliminated in Philly, you can still go to Florida. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't understand then. Why have a regional?
Well, each contest is a contest in its own. See, each regional is you got a winner, and there's one going on at the same time out in Chicago. And there's one in Texas or something this weekend. And there's about 8 or 9 regionals during the year, during the 5-week period. And then the nationals, which everyone can participate.
So you can go to both a regional or any regional as long as you raise the fund for it, or no regionals and then just go on to Florida. Oh, that's correct. Okay. So what can you tell our listening audiences about the kinds of things that you... What kind of things do you learn from this? Who's done this? Who's the second year that this is... What kinds of things do you learn from this?
Everything. Team spirit, teamwork, getting on hands-on experience with just simple pinning motors, rebuilding things, taking things apart, working under pressure. It all combines into one.
What have you learned?
Basically the same thing. I know that... I had a real good experience of being able to work with an engineer that I get along with real well, and he seems to teach me a lot, and not just mechanical teaching as much as making you more mature and making you grow up and keeping your mindset on what you're doing, mostly stuff like that. I think basically training your mind more than making sure your hands work well is a lot more important.
So you have to, I mean, it sounds to me like you've got a lot of skills you're learning here. Communication skills, because there's a few of you out there. How many are out there actually on the floor manipulating the robot?
There are 5 people that go out to operate the robot. What do? They would throw the balls or drive the robot or help coach to decide where the robot should be going or what it's doing.
All right, so you have 5 people on the floor. You have... So there's all kinds of skills that you really need in terms of communicating with the people who are on your floor as well, when you're on the floor as well. What happens when the people in the 5 who are on the floor don't communicate with each other? What kinds of things can happen?
Well, sometimes it's chaos. It's all communication, because if we need something, an arm or something to go up, and it doesn't go up in time, well, that could be the match. It's you have to be really well versed, get along with everybody, and have fun.
So there's a lot of mental prowess that's around here and communication skills. Do you need physical skills too? Any kind of physical skills that you need for... Pardon?
You got to lift up the robot to put it in the field.
And how many pounds is it? Can only be.
Was it? It can be 130. 130.
So it can only be 130 pounds. And if what happens if you make a robot that's over 130 pounds?
You have to give it on, put it on a diet. You get your hex high and you start cutting until you're under 130 pounds.
And that's the only prerequisite in that you use the... Oh, no, there's more prerequisites?
Well, you've got to be a certain size also, 30 by 36 by 5 foot high. And once you fit into a box and you weigh yourself, and then they do an inspection of the whole thing, you only can use certain parts. They supply certain parts, and you can use certain accessories, but you're pretty well limited as to what you use. It keeps a level playing field for all the teams.
So you can only build it 5 feet high? I didn't realize that.
Yes.
And but if it stretches farther than 5 feet, then it's...
That's okay. Once you
start, that's okay.
It has to be 5 feet to start.
Oh, because I was going to say some of those out there look awfully taller than 5 feet that were maneuvering around there. And you use different... What system did you use to get the balls in the... I don't know which one you are. Which one... I saw so many out there that's so confusing. So which one... Which the? Wait a minute.
We picked the balls up off the floor with a claw. Just a scissor mechanism, and then we lift up an arm on a hinge, and an elevator goes straight up, and it gives us what, about 6 foot, 6'5", something like that, reach. So it works.
It was like an arm putting a basketball in the basket.
Exactly.
So, what can you? Will you be coming back again here next year?
Most likely.
What can you tell students who would like to participate in something like this? Anybody got any suggestions?
If you get a chance to do this, I widely recommend it because it's a good learning experience and it's fun.
All right, anybody else?
It's not a free walk in the park, I'll tell you that much. Teachers, they look at it, they want you to have fun, but they're certainly not going to let you just lounge around. And especially one of the main instructors I have, Jim Phillips, who I'd like to give a shout out to. Sergeant Phillips, he deserves a big round of hand because he did a lot of work towards the robot and whatnot, and a lot of phone calls to let us go to Richmond. So
now there are many more people who are involved in this than just the people who get to participate and come to Philadelphia, right? Okay. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listening audience that we haven't covered that I may have forgotten or that I don't even know about?
You also have to have good sportsmanship because if you lose it, you're not going to go anywhere.
So everybody doesn't, all the 41 teams don't come home with something.
That's right.
How many awards do they give out? Does anybody know?
Right.
Do they give out, they gave out 6 awards today, and how many do they give out tomorrow?
Another half a dozen or so. About a half a dozen tomorrow.
So there's about 12 awards for 41 people. So what's the gratification? What keeps you coming back every year?
Team spirit. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of other people from a lot of schools. I mean, I've made friends 2 years ago that I still have really good friends with now. Even over summers and everything, it's a lot of fun.
So what other states were here to be, we've only had on our radio today people from Pennsylvania. No, actually, we had somebody in the beginning from Virginia. What other states are represented here?
There's people here from Florida, New York, New Hampshire, Ohio, Massachusetts, Maryland.
There was a team from Brazil in the last competition we were at. There's some from Canada, some from Puerto Rico we saw at the Nationals last year.
So they're not just from the United States, they're from other places as well.
Right.
Will you be, now next year you're going to be, I heard that you were connected with another team. Are you going to keep the 3 schools again for next year, or will you be doing something different next year, or what do you think?
At this point we'll probably still be together because the schools we're together with aren't that large, so our team isn't that big. One of the reasons we split up was because we had too many students. We'd come down here with 60 kids, and it was a little unruly with that many kids.
Well, I actually interviewed a group here today from Lansdale with 82. So, I mean, I can't possibly imagine. I said to them, can't possibly imagine how you come to a consensus of opinion when you've got 82 people who have to make decisions. So 29 is more manageable, you're saying?
Yes, very manageable.
And what is the most ideal number of people to have on a team?
It really depends. Everyone has such varied skills. We have some students that are here right now as spectators, but they have worked on designing the shirts, making the buttons, so they're here as spectators now. Some of the other students that are here, of course, are the drivers and the scouts, and some of the students are the ones that repair it.
All right, so the costs that you have are, so the people understand this, it's the entry fee, That's separate and un-by itself, correct? Then there's the fee for the T-shirts. Then there's the fee for the travel and the expenses for that, the food, the lodging, and all that. Did we miss anything else just in case people want to participate in this? Is there any other?
Yeah, you have to pay a fee before each regional competition and each national competition.
Oh, so it's not just the $5,000 fee, it's also regional fees as well. What is that? Does anyone know what that is, the regional fee?
I think it's $4,000 for each event. The event in Richmond was sponsored by NASA. They were trying to get a first-time event going, and they sponsored and paid for the whole thing. NASA has about $2.1 million into this program.
Whoa, that's a lot of money. And they are supportive, obviously, for obvious reasons. Why might they not be supportive of this project? Because they obviously need engineers in their science program, and people who are able to think creatively. So I can understand why they would like to do that. Is there anybody has anything to say they'd like to say to the listening audience before we sign off on this? Anybody have any comments about what happened, what they've experienced, or would like to encourage anybody in the future? Anybody? No? Sure. Okay. Well, we are Children Come First. And we're here with now I can't remember what crew we're with. Yeah, it's called The Crew, and we're here with Lackawanna Trail High School, Career Technology Centers of Lackawanna and Susquehanna Counties, and Elk Lake School District. And their sponsors, Lockheed Martin, Tactile Defense, NEIU 19, Northeastern Tech Prep, Northeastern Tier Tech Prep, and KLW, who all sponsored this team for Lackawanna County. And we thank you for taking your time. If anybody would like more information on the robotics, they can call us at toll-free 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PROKIDS. Or email us at ProKids, PROKIDS, at RLC.net. That's PROKIDS. Join us again for our next program when we'll be discussing issues about children and their families, education.